Welcome to the Powerful Comics Man Podcast. This is Gerald Rado. Okay, so let's start the Comics Man Method series for 2024 with this story. Okay, so I like this story kasi this involves a lot of my interest na pinag-uusapan ko sa mga podcast dito sa TPKP at saka sa usawan. Okay, so ito yung sinasabi nila na bombing of Jokoy in his debut gig as host for one of the major awards show sa Hollywood, which is the Golden Globes. So Golden Globes yan, Oscars, AMA, mga ganyan. So yun yung mga top tier, mga Grammys. Yan yung mga top tier na award shows doon sa Tate about sa mga artista at sa mga artists nila. And of course, Jokoy was very honored and very excited to take the gig. Even though it was offered to him 10 days lang before the actual show. Ang sabi-sabi is because it had been turned down by basically the usual suspects na mga nag-host ng mga shows na ganito. Okay, so ito, yung opening monologue, sa mga hindi familiar, okay, ang basically yun yung intro ng show. Okay, and they usually pick one host. And the trend recently had been to choose comedians para maging mag-introduce at traditionally they do a monologue doon sa kanilang opening stuff. Okay? And si Jokoy made his doon sa start ng award show. And nung una kasi, ano nga, it wasn't well received. Okay, so nung una kasi na pinanood ko to, hindi ko siya napansin kasi I was drawing while I was just listening. I wasn't really watching. And ang siguro ang first take ko dito is I did not notice na he was bombing kasi mayroong tumatawa eh. Hindi ko alam kung laugh track yun. Hindi ko alam. So I thought it was well received while I wasn't watching. So I don't know kung laugh track talaga yung naririnig ko na yun. Laugh track, ibig sabihin hindi talaga tumatawa yung audience. Inilagay lang nung sa studio. Okay, kasi may... Okay, so halimbawa. Tignan natin. Okay, tignan mo. Ayun, no, diba? That was a decent laughter. Diba? So, I didn't think... So, dahil dun sa mga ganun, naririnig ko siya. I thought it was... The crowd was laughing. I thought the crowd was responding positively. Pero dun sa... Merong shot dito eh, na parang... nasan ba yun? Napin natin. May mga... Ito, nagpapalakpakan naman sila. Ito. Dito, yan, no, parang merong laugh track. Pero yung reaction ng mga tao, wala. Nakatingin lang sila. Diba? Tapos siya na lang yung natawa kasi walang tumawa. Pero dun sa sound, sa audio ng video, meron siyang... May tumatawa. Okay, so apparently we can assume na throughout the monologue, the entire monologue, hindi masyadong nagre-respond positively yung room doon sa mga jokes ni Jokoy. Okay, and I am genuinely sad na nangyari sa kanya yan. And may mga jokes siya, especially about Taylor Swift, and which is I think medyo overblown, parang they're trying to claim sexism doon sa joke ni Jokoy. And I don't think naintindihan mo yung joke if you think sexist yun, kasi it was more about criticizing the NFL and not Taylor Swift. Kasi yung NFL naman, the joke basically saying na parang yung sa NFL, ang daming insert ng shots ni Taylor Swift. Kasi si Taylor Swift ay merong boyfriend na NFL player. So pag naglalaro sila, nandun si Taylor Swift, lagi siyang pinapakita sa camera. Hindi naman kasalanan ni Taylor Swift yun. Diba? So it is a criticism more towards the NFL. So I don't think that is a sexist joke. And but of course, may nabasa ako parang si Selena Gomez daw. I don't know. Baka mga peke na yung mga nakikita ko na Facebook page eh. Pero nag-comment daw si Selena Gomez doon na parang she felt uncomfortable during that joke. And si Taylor Swift infamously reacted, nasan ba yun? Infamously reacted. Teka, hanapin natin yung part na yun. May mga tumatawa naman. So when Jokoy was talking about Meryl Streep, eto oh, nag-Wakanda Forever pa nga si Meryl Streep dito eh. Ayan o, diba? So they were responding better. Okay. So, dun kay Taylor Swift, meron siyang shot na parang tawag do? She was giving Jokoy the look. Diba? Parang if looks could kill. Parang may mga meme ata na gano'n na nakikita ako tungkol dun kay Taylor Swift eh. Dun sa reaction niya. Anyway, I suppose you've seen that. Huwag na nating hanapin, no? So, etong Jokoy ay unfortunately bombed his first major gig. Probably most of these people dito sa Hollywood na crowd na to didn't know him, and it is unfortunate that he would be remembered dito sa mga A-list crowd na to as the guy who bombed his first Golden Globes hosting gig. And I think that is quite unfair considering the rest of Jokoy's body of work as a stand-up comedian. So this guy had been working the clubs since the 90s or baka late 80s pa. Kasabayan ni nina Joe Rogan to. And recently, his story is quite remarkable. Kasi he took a gamble. He risked it all doon sa kanyang Netflix special. So teka, medyo komplikado. I-explain muna natin. Okay, para mas maintindihan natin. So tapos na muna tayo doon. So we get it. Jokoy bombed doon sa kanyang Golden Globes hosting gig. Okay, so now let's talk about the excuses. Let's talk about his excuses. Yeah, well, kasi may isang part doon na parang he nag off the script siya saying na yun nga ang kanyang people are taking this as his excuse na 10 days notice lang yung kanyang preparation, at saka kailangan niya pang basahin kailangan niya pang panoorin yung mga movies, so, di ba? So it probably took 3 days at least to watch all the movies na pwede niyang pagbigyan ng material pag magsulat. So magsusulat siya tapos papraktisin niya. Okay, so and he also said, which was taken as if Jokoy was throwing the writers who helped him with his jokes under the bus. Kasi sinabi niya, some of these jokes, hindi siya yung nagsulat, at saka pero yung mga sinulat niya, dun sila tumatawa, yung audience. So, I think that was just crowd work. I don't think parang syempre kailangan niyang i-maintain yung ano niya yung angas niya, 'di ba? That I am probably not the best way, but since he was probably noticing and probably feeling the weight of the situation, and probably his nerves got to him, starting to get him at the moment. So he felt the need to ad-lib that. Okay, so not the best way to go, kasi if you are doing that, then that means things are not going your way to begin with. Okay, so but that's how the way it goes, and Jokoy handled it the best way he thought at the moment. Okay, so okay lang. I think that was his attempt to get back his authority to be on that stage at that time. Okay, kasi these people, the people he is performing in front of, are some of the most self-absorbed people on the planet, diba? These are multimillionaires, multi-billionaire people, and they are there. Mamaya pag-usapan natin 'yan. Okay, pag-usapan natin 'yan. Isa-isahin muna natin. So I think that's yung insight ko dun sa sinabi niya na parang excuse niya na 10 days notice nga. Okay, and also yung 10 days notice kasi is important. Kasi if you know stand-up comedy, itong mga ganito, yung mga monologues na ganyan, you'd think, actually, nung bata ako, hindi ko alam to. Actually, matanda na ako, hindi ko pa rin alam eh. I thought these are just people who are really talented in speaking. Dati yung mga stand-up comedian, kala ko they just go up on stage and start talking. It didn't occur to me na sinusulat pala nila yun. Di ba? Yung mga jokes nila, it's like lyrics of a song, literally. If you can compare it to that, it's like any other song with definite na lyrics. Ganito yung pagka-arrange ng words, 'di ba? Pag kumanta ka na, let's say ng Huling El Bimbo, hindi mo pwedeng jumble-jumblein yung ano yung mga lyrics noon. Kasi hindi na magiging Huling El Bimbo yun, 'di ba? Hindi mo pwedeng i-rephrase, hindi mo pwedeng baguhin. Meron siyang structure na susundin mo. Dapat magkakasunod 'yon, or else the song will not work. It's the same thing with stand-up comedy bits. Yung jokes nila, bits ang tawag doon. Stand-up comedy bits. And each joke is rehearsed and refined for sometimes years before coming up with a special. Yung special, yun yung mga napapanood natin sa Netflix. Like let's say itong si Jokoy, ilan yung special niya? Yung mga 1 hour, sometimes 2 hours, pero usually 1 hour. So 1 hour special niya, yung mga jokes doon, basically, those are already refined jokes, refined pieces na pinractice niya sa mga clubs for years or months at end. Okay, so hindi yun parang binayaran siya, okay, umakyat ka dyan sa stage house, magsalita ka. Hindi ganun. So it's like each bit is like a song na merong structure, na merong specific na pagkakasunod-sunod ng words and sentences, and practice deliberately yung pagpepresent, yung the way they present it, the way they perform the joke. Basically, they are performing the joke. Kumbaga, merong cadence yan na specific. Alam nila kung kailan didiin, alam nila kung kailan magpopos. Pinapractice yun for months at end. And itong kay Jokoy, 10 days lang niya, 10 days lang siya, meron lang siyang 10 days to do that. Aside from writing the joke and researching about the movies. Okay, so at most siguro baka mga 5 days. Baka nga 3 days niya lang ni-rehearse yan. So, to think na na nagawa niya itong set na to in 10 days, that is already remarkable. Okay? At the biggest stage for a stand-up comedian. Meron nga akong tanong yesterday, last night, if ano ba yung biggest stage para sa isang stand-up comedian? Is it the Oscars and or Golden Globes or Grammys? Yan ba? Kasi is it bigger than a sold out arena na stand-up comedy special? I don't know. Kasi this kind of recognition is only reserved to the best of the best. Or sometimes I don't know if it's even the best of the best or maybe it's just because it is reserved only for the people that they like. Mga comedians like Jimmy Kimmel, mga ganyan, sina Chris Rock, 'di ba? Sina Kevin Hart. I don't know. Kasi sa US madami talagang mga magagaling na at edgy na mga stand-up comedians. Okay, and we don't know kung actually I was quite surprised that Jokoy was picked. I think it was turned down by around 5 people, 5 comedians itong gig sa Oscars. Tapos si Jokoy yung nakuha nila. Kasi in terms of being popular na comedian, I'm pretty sure baka si Taylor Swift hindi niya kilala si Jokoy. Siguro ang nakakakilala lang kay Jokoy are the Hollywood people who are active in the comedy scene. Okay, so ayan, katulad ni Whoopi Goldberg, kilala niya 'yon, 'di ba? Hindi ko alam kung sino pang nandiyan. I don't know who. I don't think Meryl Streep knows who Jokoy is unless she watched his Netflix special. And yun, what I'm saying is yung stand-up comedy process, yung pag-hone ng mga bits na yan is a very serious and tedious task. And hindi siya basta mapu-pull off without talent, without experience. And actually, ilang beses kong pinanood to eh. Well, if you analyze the jokes, they're actually quite decent. Hindi ko nga gets kung, I think yung mga parts kasi na unang-una yung hinuli niya yung sarili niya when Jokoy second guessed himself and recognized or acknowledged that the people, the room was not responding to him the way he wanted to. I think doon siya nahuli eh. I think we can consider that as a mistake on his part. Kasi when you, pag pinansin mo, ibig sabihin, alam mo na pumapalpak ka. And kung ikaw mismo, sinabi mo na pumapalpak ka, everybody would agree na palpak ka. Diba? But if you take the time to study his jokes, I think they're quite decent. They're not the most edgy jokes. Hindi siya super funny na parang mapapagulong ka sa kakatawa. But they're smart and they're Actually, yung nga lang may pagka kumbaga sakto lang, 'di ba? Sakto lang. And I think that is another mistake na nangyari kay Jokoy. I don't know if it's because yun nga dahil he didn't have enough time to really think about his material since hindi pa siya kilala the way Kevin Hart or Chris Rock is already famous with this Hollywood crowd. I think he had to go well beyond his comfort zone. Kasi if you watch Jokoy special, yung mga specials niya, family, ano yan eh, family jokes, di ba? Jokes about Filipino, being a Filipino, di ba? Jokes about fatherhood with his son, di ba? Cultural references that are not edgy, that are not racially charged. Maybe yung iba argument, pero it's not racially charged in a way that is controversial. Okay? Accepted. Kasi may mga racial stereotypes siya na sinasabi about Filipinos and the other Asians. Pero hindi siya controversial as na ma-offend ang mga tao. Okay? So, that's one thing about him. I don't think he has his style naturally does not have the shock factor needed to stand out these days. Unlike yung kinocompare siya doon kay Ricky Gervais. A few years ago, Ricky Gervais made ito. Teka, pakita natin. Ricky Gervais made one of the most iconic Golden Globes opening monologues. And here, dito sa ginawa niya na to, he basically roasted the biggest people in the room. Sina Tom Hanks, sinabi nila, bobo kayo. Diba? Sinabi niya yon sa mga tao dito. Yan. Ito yung mga reactions nga nila Tom Hanks, nina Brad Pitt, sino ba yan? Basta yung mga A-listers, ito, yung mga directors and a lot of other people who are A-listers in Hollywood, and he made them uncomfortable sitting with each other. Okay? And the thing kasi with the Oscars na I think is not in Jokoy's typical wheelhouse, or at least doon sa style niya ng stand-up comedy, is itong ginagawa nila na to, kaya sila kumukuha ng comedians partly. I think I don't know if this is this is really the reason, pero one insight is they choose comedians and ask them specifically to roast the guests, itong mga stars na to, because they know how ridiculous this event is, 'di ba? These are multi-millionaires. Itong mga Hollywood elites na to, these are multi-millionaires, billionaires, some of the most famous, richest people on the planet who are doing their, most of the time these days, crappy films that are very commercialized. Cash grabs nga, mga ganun, di ba? Like Disney, what Disney had been doing for the past 10 years. And they are there to congratulate each other. They are there to praise each other, to tell each other how good of a people they are. Diba? Kaya that makikita, maririnig mo, bigla silang mag-i-speech about different advocacies, about racism, about social justice, about politics, 'di ba? And a lot of people know their bullshit. They see their bullshit. Na parang, really? Are you really concerned about these things that you are talking about? What the hell do you know? Diba? These people, a lot of these people don't even know, don't even go out and touch grass anymore. Kaya nga sabi ni Ricky Gervais, kumbaga parang, you are just parang basically non-verbatim. Parang sikat lang kayo. Sikat lang kayo. Most of you didn't even finish high school. Tapos sesermonan niyo yung ano, sesermonan niyo yung mga tao who are working their ass every day, di ba? And you can see the hypocrisy. Tapos ngayon maglalabasan yung mga scandals sila, yung mga A-listers, some of them are doing pedophile shit, kasama sila dun sa listahan ng sa island ni Jeffrey Epstein. So I really don't watch ito yung mga awards night na yan, and I see it as well. So kaya sila kumukuha ng mga comedians is to roast them, to humble them a little bit. Yun daw yun. At least that's one insight that I've heard. And I think it makes sense. Kumbaga parang people know this is a masturbatory. This is a masturbatory activity that we are engaging right now. And we need to at least make the people feel that kumbaga or at least give them the illusion that we are capable of being grounded even for just a little bit. Okay, so itong si Jokoy is not really, his comedy material is not really made for that. Clean comedy by today's standards. Kahit even before pa siguro, clean yung comedy ni Jokoy. And it's not gonna make news the same way as Ricky Gervais's opening monologue and others. yung kay Chris Rock, ganun din. Iba naman yun. Iba naging viral naman siya kasi nasampal siya ni Will Smith. And itong kay Jokoy, it's very milquetoast, tapos hindi siya kilala. Diba? So, hindi siya kilala ng mga tao doon. So, parang sino ba to? Diba? I don't think I don't think Jokoy has earned these elite people's respect. And I don't blame them, diba? Kasi kung di mo naman kilala, diba? Kasi sometimes, tatawa ka na lang kasi nakita mo si Jimmy Kimmel yan. Naging guest na ako niyan eh. Diba? O kaya si Stephen Colbert, mga ganyan. O kung sino man ng mga mas A-lister na Hollywood comedian. Pero Jokoy is fresh, relatively fresh. Actually, he's still a part of the working comedians who regularly go on tour doing bar gigs yung mga nagtutour sila the way musicians tour, and hindi talaga siya kasama doon sa mundo nitong mga Hollywood elites na to. And I don't think he is hanging out. I don't think he gets invited para doon sa mga isla ni Jeffrey Epstein. I don't think, wala pa siya sa ganung level. Okay, so I think the trust factor kay Jokoy is not there yet with these elites. And I think okay lang yun kay Jokoy, diba? He is already doing very well in the comedy scene, sa stand-up comedy scene, and I don't think he needs this Hollywood bullshit. Diba? Jokoy, you're good. Just do the podcast thing and just keep doing the bar gigs, yung mga Hollywood na yan. Okay lang yan. Pagpaubaya mo na sa kanila. Diba? At least you would still be true to yourself. And but I don't know, maybe he would return, although medyo malabo yung ano niya, yung response niya doon sa pagtinatanong siya tungkol sa reaction niya about bombing. Well, I suppose he needs a little bit more time to process it, kasi it's I'm sure it has taken some toll on him as an artist, as a creative, di ba? To be questioned like that after feeling, kumbaga, after being on top sa comedy scene for quite a while, sa mga Netflix specials niya, kasi he had only been very successful sa mga specials niya, and sa mga tours niya, di ba? And ito yung first major blow sa kanya, sa career niya, in ever since he started booming. And I'm sure this is nothing new to him. He will bounce back from this. If he doesn't make another major awards giving body appearance, hosting gig, kumbaga hindi na kawalan kay Joko yun. I think he has already established himself as one of the most successful comedians in America right now, and that's more than enough. If he got the applause for Golden Globes, then even better, diba? But if not, I think his legacy is secured. Okay. Actually, siguro yun yung final verdict ko, no? Yun na yun. Kasi you can't get everything. Jokoy has I'm sure this is a very embarrassing experience for him. And I don't know, para sa akin, again, I reviewed the jokes. I think it was fine. Yun nga lang, hindi siya, I think, overblown yung ano niya, yung reaction sa kanya. And I think his biggest mistake is acknowledging, or hindi, not just acknowledging eh. Siya mismo yung naglagay sa spotlight na sumasabit siya. I think that is his biggest mistake in this entire thing. Without that, kasi madaling ano eh. Kumbaga parang, may sugat ka dyan ha. May sugat ka dyan. Didiin na natin yan. So madali siyang tirahin doon. And another thing is, again, he is not really the perfect, or especially at these times, the very politically charged America. Jokoy did not have any woke advocacies na pinagsasabi niya doon sa monologue niya. Kasi he could do that eh. He could do that. Parang, ano yan? Si Trump. Kung binash niya si Trump doon, he would be fine. He would be applauded. He did not do that. He probably didn't even think of doing that. So that's one thing to get these Hollywood elites' approval eh, is to suck up to their politics. Diba? Kung gusto ni Jokoy mag-sell out, gagawin niya lang yun. Kung gusto niyang maging controversial, gagawin niya yung ginawa ni Ricky Gervais. I'm sure he is creative enough to come up with jokes like that. But he is not that person. He is not that person. He wanted to showcase his writing style, which is unfortunately in this day and age sa climate ng politics sa US is not the best fit for the task, and not the preferred yun, siguro mas tama yun. Mas preferred na style noong crowd na pinag-performan niya. But I think he, dun sa jokes niya, dun sa set ng jokes niya, I would, from 1 to 10, I think it's a solid 7 siguro, 7 or 8. Kasi it's not stupid, it's smart, it's not edgy nga lang, hindi siya edgy. It's not overly funny. May mga jokes naman siya na probably it's a little bit too smart eh. A little bit too smart but mundane, 'di ba? Ganon. So hindi siya kasi pwede kasing stupid pero smart and stupid. Mas ano 'yun? Mas tingin ko mataas yung ano noon. Mataas yung value for me as a fan of comedy. Pwede ring smart and tawag dito critical. 'Di ba? Meron kang pinaglalaban, 'di ba? Meron kang sinisita. Pwede ka ring smart and bombastic, 'di ba? Na yung shock factor. Pwede mong gawin 'yon like what Ricky Gervais did. Si Jokoy stayed in his typical tone ng jokes niya, and he found out that it is not the right fit for this crowd at the moment. Maybe in the future, I don't know. And I'm sure Jokoy learned a lot about this, and hopefully he bounces back and doesn't take this as an L. Kasi yung ibang nagsasabi, tapos na raw yung career ni Jokoy. Diba? No. There is an entire world outside Hollywood where the real people work. Diba? So, Jokoy is fine. Jokoy will be fine. He will still be a millionaire. He still has his fans. And he will probably make tons of money because of this experience. Okay, so next time, I don't know. Hopefully, ganun ang gawin niya. I don't think he's the kind of guy who would somber at magpapaka-depress dahil dito. He's just probably just taking his time and reflecting about the incident. Okay, and ano pa ba? Ano pa bang pwede kong idagdag? Siguro, actually, hindi na, I love Jokoy, pero I do have criticisms about him, which is, I think, next time na lang. How? Even local comedians, yung mga stand-up comedy comedians, stand-up comedians natin dito sa Pilipinas, a lot of them hate Jokoy. And pag-usapan natin yan. And also, yung mga dahilan kung bakit. And I'm gonna share some more insights about them. So, on another episode. Okay, so I suppose, yun muna. Paalam, paalam.